take a break from all this unfortunate news. Who has bragging rights? Here's a big issue. Crossword junkies or Scrabble maniacs? Now, you may be more interested in the potential personality disorders associated with these two obsessions. Is there someone in your life who is? But here, some national Scrabble champions are crowing about their gray matter.
Yeah, very intellectually stimulating. I have my friends who go out and exercise, you know, physical exercise, and I say, I got to exercise my brain.
This is about testing the limits of your brain and how much you can cram in there and what you can pull out when you need to pull it out.
Scrabbler is bragging, but who's to say that someone who can solve 26 down Broadway character who sings T for Two, it's Nanette, isn't smarter than a Scrabble wizard? Or think about this from Saturday's Times crossword, 19 across, 12 letters, a 1969 Sammy Davis Jr. hit, second letter V. Think about that for a minute. Well, a team of researchers at Claremont Graduate University decided to compare the brain power of these two groups, 26 nationally ranked Scrabble players, 31 crossword players tested for cognitive and verbal abilities, and compared to a control group of students who, let's just say, didn't fare well. But is there a clear winner, crossworders or Scrabblers? Michael Toma is a doctoral student in applied cognitive psychology at Claremont Graduate University. He co-authored this study. Michael, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So obviously, Scrabble players are smarter than crossword puzzlers.
I think it depends on who you ask. But intelligence is a very, very tricky subject, especially in the domain of expertise. I know when it comes specifically to working memory and more specifically verbal working memory and visual spatial working memory, these two groups of experts actually perform very similarly.
Well, I would have expected that. Is there any edge that either one has? And can we say that crossword puzzlers are using a different part of their brain than Scrabble players?
I think there is a bit of an edge in terms of certain aspects of verbal ability. There were two specific aspects in this study where crossword solvers actually performed better than Scrabble players, the first of which was in a test of analogies, which is essentially featured on all SAT and GRE.
Right.
The second of which was their verbal SAT scores. Verbal SAT scores were taken throughout all three groups, including the control group, and they seem to have outshined the Scrabble group and the control group on that aspect.
The crossworders have the edge?
They have the edge specifically for those two tasks, but in general, when we were measuring visual spatial span and verbal span as working memory constructs, they performed equally. Now, in comparison to these students that we used as a control group, both groups would have the edge in comparison to these students.
So compared to the control group, both crossworders and Scrabble players are smarter apparently or have better brain power than the control group, normal folks, which we would expect, pretty even as far as Scrabble and crossword are concerned, except for these analogy tests and the SAT verbal scores.
Correct. And then I guess if you want to emphasize a little bit more on the differences, the other aspect of this study did involve the domain-specific knowledge associated with expertise, and to get at that, we asked them a couple self-report questions that would get at their practice techniques and their skill development and their strategies, and that of which definitely significantly differed among expert groups.
See, I'd love to compare like Scrabble and chess. That would be interesting to me. But Michael, which are you, a crossword puzzler or a Scrabble player?
I mean, if I had to declare, I think I would be a Scrabbler, I suppose.
Well, congratulations on the study.
Thank you very much.
Michael Toma is a doctoral student in applied cognitive psychology at Claremont Graduate University, one of the co-authors of this study on the differences between crossword puzzlers and Scrabble players. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thanks, John.
And you proud crossworders, the Sammy Davis Jr. song, I Gotta Be Me.
I gotta be me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.